There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
John the Solutionist, I believe Doug is incognito, he's hiding, he's away, he's I think he's doing something.
I think him and Rich have gone on a secret vacation without us.
Yes, secret vacation without us. Now, if you're listening for the first time, this is a radio program where we take American inventors, American ingenuity, we put them in the hot seat. We introduce them to you, then they have to pitch you their product, and they have to win you over because you vote thumbs up or thumbs down, and that's how we determine who has the next $100 million idea. It's all up to you. It's kind of like American Idol meets Shark Tank. So you're the sharks, not us. In fact, you know, people love that Shark Tank show, and I think one of the reasons is because we love the American dream. We love watching American entrepreneurs go to the top, rise, and make a fortune.
It's like you always want to kind of spur them on.
Yes.
You want to root on and hope that they get a deal and hope that they're able to make a fortune, right?
And it's exactly what we do here. And a matter of fact, we've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, I think May 5th is 5th year. I got to look it up. I think May 5th was the 5th because my son's birthday that day. So I think we started in WFLA in Tampa in one little radio station May 5th, 5 years ago. And I think we've 130, 140
Yeah, I think we're up to
stations now listening to us. Yeah, so you guys have loved the program. Why? Because American inventors come out here every day and give us some really interesting ideas. In fact, what we do here is Monday through Thursday, we have a Michael Inventions inventor. You guys vote, and the winner, the person who gets the most thumbs up votes in percentage, gets invited back to the Dream Big America show, which we do on Fridays. And then the winner from the Dream Big America show, who they compete against the Dream Big American contestants and the MCI contestants, they get a great package of, they get help, they get marketing, they get advice, they get all kinds of really good, valuable packages. And that's what we've been doing for the last little while here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. And what a great partner to have. And the Dream Big America guys are fantastic. And all the inventions and the inventors and the entrepreneurs that come out of it, great. Now, you were on the road. We're between road trips right now. We were in San Diego for the Direct Response Expo.
Yep.
That's where all the marketers and all the people who start these, anybody with a new product wants to know where those guys are, because those are the community that actually introduces product to the marketplace. They do all those infomercials and commercials and Amazon and eBay and all that kind of stuff. And then I went off to the London and Milan to do a QVC airings.
Yeah, you did.
And then you went off to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
What did you do there?
Actually, it was at the Inspire Innovation Expo.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, it was very cool.
Was it?
I didn't know what to expect because we've never gone to that one. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us, right? But we were invited to go up there, and I was on one of the Pitch the Pro panels.
Right.
Almost 5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was cool.
Did
because
you take a cushion?
Well, the seats were actually okay.
All right, good.
But, you know, they had inventor after inventor. They're bringing their stuff up. They're presenting it just like you would on like a Shark Tank program.
Right.
And then taking our advice.
Awesome.
So I did see a lot of great, you know, really prepared inventors. And I think what you and I are probably starting to notice more than anything in these invention areas is that the inventors are getting better. They're
getting more
educated, right?
They're learning the pitch. I think the Shark Tank and everybody else, they're getting their pitch down.
So I was given a couple good pitches.
Oh, really?
And people that were closing and wouldn't stop closing. Almost to the point where I'm to an ad nauseum, where I'm like, dude, you've already sold me. It's enough. Stop. Please. Stop. No. No. Stop again. Please. No. Stop.
But yeah, you can't. Yes was a close past the close, right? Sale.
Yeah. Once you get the close, shut up. Be quiet.
And then today, you fly it. I gotta hold the fort because I got to go to HSN tonight.
Yes, you are.
So I was on HSN on Saturday and Friday and Saturday,
yep.
Right? And then we're going to the Las Vegas Hardware Show, and there's a big invention area down there. So if you're an inventor, my goodness, if there's a trade show out there, you're likely to run into us. So yeah. we're at the Hardware Show till Friday, and we come back and we regroup and we see what happens after that.
Yeah.
So all kinds of invention activity going on right now, all kinds of trade shows, all kinds of people out there, and it's up to you. We want you to submit your invention to My Cool Inventions Radio, My Cool Inventions. Just go to the mycoolinventions.com, hit the product submit button, and then what you can do is you get on the radio program potentially, and then who knows, maybe you have the next $100 million idea. Now, coming up after this little break we're going to take right now, we're going to talk about television, because My Cool Inventions is now going to cross over into the TV spectrum, and that's big, big news. So stay tuned. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about My Cool Inventions television.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. TeleSphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Bus beer for the bus and ask it responsibly.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Listening to the My Cool Inventions radio program. We've been talking about all the invented trade shows that are out there. What is it? It's Las Vegas Hardware Show, which is May 5th to May 7th. So it starts tomorrow.
Well, we started Chicago first.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about Chicago. Chicago started in March. We were in Chicago. And that is a great inventive area. So if you're an inventor out there, you got to sort of look into these trade shows, because a lot of people like us and many marketers go to these trade shows and they hunt for the next in the license or the next greatest invention. So Chicago, and then there's the Las Vegas Hardware Show, the Minnesota...
San Diego for
the San Diego DR Expo.
And then Minnesota Inspire Innovation Expo.
Yeah. And coming up, I guess, in June, we have the INPEX show in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then the ERA show in, listen to this, Barcelona.
Oh, that's right. That's
electronic retailing show. So if you ever want to get an idea, just you can always, if you're interested in trade shows, you can always email us at AKOS, ACOS, at My Cool Inventions, or if that, you can't remember that, just write trade shows at mycoolinventions.com.
Well, that's where some of our inventors come from, right?
Actually, many of our inventors come from that. In fact, the one we have today, which is Richard Luckett with the lunch table bag. We saw him in San Diego.
Yes,
we saw some very good inventions out in San Diego. Great innovative community. Now, the television side, what we've done is we've built a television studio, and we are going to take the My Cool Inventions radio program. We're going to simulcast it from a television studio. So what's going to happen there is you guys will hear a radio program, but it'll also be available much the same as the ESPN Mike and Mike in the Morning. If you've ever seen him, Mad Money Jim Cramer. People don't realize that that's a radio program, just simulcast on television. That's why he's wearing the headset constantly, or he's somebody that's got a microphone. You see it in the camera always, because it's really his radio studio. So we're going to simulcast and bring the inventor on either in the studio or via Skype. We have a big screen in our studio. The inventor will live pitch it to us, and then we're going to create a huge contest. And so the inventions will end up in a contest, and I can't tell you who the partner is yet, but we're going to announce it very shortly. But it's a huge live shopping channel, and the champions will actually go live on air there, and they'll pitch against each other. So we're all going to start right here on the radio, and then who knows, maybe you guys have the next $100 million idea. So if you have a family friend or member or yourself who has an invention, don't delay. Go to mycoolinventions.com and get signed up.
You know, you and I have been talking about, in the past, we always have an education portion of the show.
Yes.
And we've been talking about some of the scams.
Oh, my goodness.
That are out in the marketplace right now. That really prey on America's inventors and take their, the money that they're needing really to help get production and everything else. But they're taking money and kind of, nefariously getting it.
So I was talking to the VZ Hanger people who were here, a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
We ran into a group here in Tampa, Florida. They're calling our inventors, and they're charging them $1,000 a minute to be on, some kind of a TV program, right?
Yeah.
That, in my opinion, has no merit whatsoever. But $1,000 a minute, I wouldn't pay. But listen to this. You wouldn't pay $1,000 a minute to be on HSN.
No, actually,
I mean,
not.
Seriously. If you do $2,500 a minute, right?
Yeah.
Your profit's not $1,000.
You wouldn't have any profit.
You wouldn't have any profit left. So even HSN, and they're in 92 million homes. So I want to tell everybody, every inventor out there, listen, if anybody contacts you and asks you to write a check, stop what you're doing. Stop writing checks to anybody, with the exception of maybe a trademark lawyer and a patent lawyer. And you should really shop around for that too, because we've seen some various ways of some lawyers too. Don't think they're charging the right amount. So always shop around. The best thing I can tell an inventor is stop and educate yourself. Listen, look, learn. I mean, pay the right price. Shop the price around for a patent and a trademark. And if somebody comes to you for production and I'm going to make you the next millionaire, just give me $1,000 a minute for television.
Yeah, no.
Pull your hand up and put it right in their face and say, stop.
Yeah.
Don't rip us off. Because if your invention is really great, what's going to happen, someebody's going to license it to you. Somebody's going to license it. They're going to write you a check. Not you write them a check. So good inventions are rewarded with money. You don't have to reach into your pocket after you've come up with the invention to try to propagate.
See, that was a new one, though, right?
I mean, that's brand new. We had two inventors in one day contact. This is, they've got this Christmas in July show.
Yeah, we were on your show.
In one case, they actually represented themselves as us. Because we were talking about a Christmas in July show, and they said they were doing it. It's crazy. So just don't do it. Anybody ask you for a check, just hold up. Hey, I was reading about the Salk, the Dr. Salk who invented Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine. You know that it's an anniversary now, and you know that he never patented that invention in order to keep it in the public domain so people could afford it? And the estimates, they just estimated that had he patented that, he would have been $7 billion richer.
Wow.
There's an inventor, right? And there's a guy, a humanitarian, who invents actually extended the lifespan of the human beings.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, that's one of the biggest, polio was one of the just the biggest killers in that time. And he eradicated almost, and he didn't take it, he didn't patent it. He didn't look at it as a commercial venture. He allowed people to get it. And what happens now? Everybody's sort of cured of polio. And there's an inventor, who a great scientist, who gave up on 7 $1 billion. I'm not sure. You know, could you go? The question is, could you do that? I've met a lot of people who could actually do that.
There are a lot of people that would do that, right?
I just want to take my hats off to Jonas Salk and the polio vaccine invention, and the guy who didn't bother patenting it so that everybody could afford it, and he turned away $7 billion potentially in royalties. So if you're an inventor, listen. What you want to do is that you want to go to mycoolinventions.com, sign up, come on to the radio program coming up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. You're listening to the My Cool Inventions radio program. Talking about innovation, invention. It's really amazing. You know, I get into the argument with my family all the time because I came from Canada. So I was born in Canada. Then I moved down here. I emigrated and became an American taxpayer, and I love it down here.
Yeah.
And I love the, you know, entrepreneurism that's in the spirit of Americans. And you know, people outside, you know, I have family and friends. I'm one of the guys who travels all around the world, and people always take sort of a negative view. They go, well, what happened to America? You don't build anything anymore. Oh, my goodness. I stand on the chair and go, are you kidding me? I'll tell you what America's famous for. Invention. Innovation. Don't believe me? Look at your phone. Look at everything that you do. The car, the phone, the computer. The biggest, greatest inventions ever in the history of the world. Are they from China? No. Japan? No. Where? America. Yeah. Every single time. So that's why I think it's really important to support and care for the American dream, because even if, you know, pieces of plastic can be built anywhere in the world, but come up with the idea. And Americans come up with the idea, great. And I think that's why all these programs and innovation programs, that's why everybody I meet on the street, it's funny because once they find out we're in the invention business, they always pull you aside and say, hey, I've got this idea.
Yeah. Unless it's bad or pregnant, do not tell me right now. I'll tell you what you're doing. Yes. Be quiet, don't talk.
Yeah, right. That's important. John just put up an important point. Don't talk about your invention until you've protected it and patented it, or you've got a provisional patent. People ask me all the time what the difference between a provisional patent and a regular patent is. The provisional patent is the process of which we start the patenting process. So you basically go to a lawyer, and it's not that expensive. People always think that, oh my gosh, patents must be a real fortune. It can be long term, but the first step isn't. You go there, you basically register the artwork, and the artwork means the design. It's really good to use a lawyer. We always use a lady here. Her name's Susie, and she does all our stuff. And what they do is they go to the patent office and say, has this design been done before? And the patent office says, yes. So you're dead in the water. Because if there's previous artwork or previous designs that are similar to yours, they won't allow you to move ahead. However, if they've investigated and they haven't found anything that's similar to yours, they will grant what they call a provisional patent, which is basically a holding patent that says, okay, now you go away, you go finish up all the artwork, you go see if you can find customers and see if this is a viable patent, and we'll protect you for 12 months. And that's what a lot of people do. And so that gives the inventor 12 months to go find a licensing partner, get it on the market, maybe build a few prototypes, see if it's viable. And after that, you have to file the patent. You have to go through the patent registration, which in North America can be a couple more $1,000. Depends on what the patent is. If you're inventing an electric car, of course, it's going to be more. But if you just like a garlic cutter or something simple, it's a little bit less. And so that's what the provisional patent is, and that's what a regular patent is. So people always think that they don't patent their ideas because they think it's expensive. It's not that expensive. In fact, you can actually do it yourself.
Yeah, there are kits, and I think you can do it on one of those law things too.
Yeah, it doesn't cost that much to get the provisional patent. And speaking of, we were getting a lot of buzz about the Da Vinci Club. Have you heard about the Da Vinci Club?
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Have I heard about it? I think Lexi.
You're supposed to be like my sidekick when they say, yeah. You're supposed to be like Ed McMahon here. So
Acos, tell me what it's about.
Da Vinci Club, we're creating a group of people who will test inventions. And you'll get an invention once a month, right? Because when we do the next contest, we're not just going to take a popularity vote. Yeah. We're going to get the input of people who are holding the product and actually answering a few questions. So we'll get real input on the invention. So if you want to, so every Da Vinci Club member will get an invention once a month, and then we just ask you to fill out a little questionnaire. And you get to keep the invention.
Yeah.
I mean, we just sent one out that was worth hundreds of dollars, right? You know, you can be maybe $10, $20, could be $300, could be the new octa-core tablets that's coming out for Christmas. We've already seen it. You know, we can see the new TVs. We'll just ask you to test the invention. And if you want to be part of the Da Vinci Club, just call us at 1-888-877-0490. 1-888-877-0490. And there's more information on mycoolinventions.com. That's mycoolinventions.com. 1-888-877-0490.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. That's proflowers.com, secret code.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My Cool Inventions Radio with John Cremins, right standing beside me.
Yeah,
we have that, you know, that sage voice in the background. Yeah. He's been around for, what, 300 years?
Like our granddad.
Yeah. Kind of. We shouldn't tease him. We're not that different in age, but we do tease him a little bit, you know. But he's a very good guy, really good guy, and a really honest guy, and got a great radio program. And we're just honored to share this hour with him, and he'll probably be back with us tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
John, I'll be in a plane, so you'll be doing the show. I'll be in a plane heading to Vegas. And
I'll be live in our studios in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas studios. The wind and the studios. Isn't technology wonderful? You can do a radio program from anywhere you want nowadays. So you just get the right equipment and off you go on there. Go see what Lexi wants. I'm going to talk about a couple of things on
what
there.
What you do?
I'm not sure she's waiting
yet. What
you
do?
So people are calling about the Da Vinci Club. I guess the Da Vinci Club, a lot of questions are being asked. And one of the questions that are being asked is, do you get to keep the invention? Yes, you do. We're only looking for 100 people. This is not a cattle call for a lot of people. We're looking for 100 dedicated people who would just take the time. You know, we're going to send you the invention. You'll get it sent to you. You just open the box or whatever it is. And you just plug it in and watch, read the instruction. Then you'll ask questions like, is it the right price? I mean, would you pay for that if you had to, or would it, if you put it in, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever, would that be the appropriate price? You know, did you find the instructions easy to use? Do you think invention like this is worthy? I mean, is it worthwhile having a product like this on the marketplace? And we had just, it'll be 10 questions, and it'll be like 1 to 5, basically. You just circle answers, or they're simple yes or no answers. It's not an essay or anything like that. But those questions, right, then you can fax it, you can email it, or you can just snail mail it back to us. It's funny, because I was getting the Da Vinci Club reviews from the first set of things that went out, and people were very, they couldn't believe it, because I can keep this? Yes, yes. Once you're part of the Da Vinci Club, you can keep whatever we send you. The agreement we have with the inventor is that you get to keep everything, and but we do ask you for the input. You can't, you know, if you don't give us the input, we'll take you off the Da Vinci Club. That's the only thing we'll ask you. So if you want to be an invention tester of inventions, just call us at 1-888-877-0490, 1-888-877-0490. Or you can go to mycoolinventions.com and get some more information at mycoolinventions.com. Now, John, when you were in the in Minnesota,
yeah,
what kind of inventions did you see? Like, what was a trend? Was there a trend, or is it just all over the place, or what was it?
You know, it's a lot different than what we saw in San Diego.
Okay.
But yet, there were kitchen gadgets, which I thought were kind of cool. A couple that we'll talk about later. And then I also found some things that for lighting. There was a lighting one that...
What kind of lighting thing?
Remember the Oasis sphere that you had?
Oh, I had this big sphere that looked like a big beach ball, but it was made of a real hard material you could kick around. You could literally kick it and it wouldn't damage, but it glowed with a remote control and you could change the color, flash it, all that kind of
stuff. This woman came up with an idea where literally it's a tube.
Okay.
And it's a revolving tube. But what it is it has, you know, LED lights on the inside, and it's mood lighting. But it does images on the back. Let's say you put this behind a couch, or you put this in an entryway. It's something that I think would be very, very interesting to see in a house. I mean,
really?
If you wanted to create a mood, if you had a party or a gathering, pardon me, but you can actually change it to the light. The light would change the colors that you want it to be. It could match a room. It's very cool. So that was one of the inventions. And then there was a guy, what was his name? Reed, and he had created a whole entire line of products for people to build houses and are in construction. You know how if they have to drill in something that's like 8 feet high or a ceiling that's 10 feet high?
Right.
He's come up with one of the coolest ways to be able to do that.
So standing on the ground, you can drill stuff in your ceiling?
Yeah. Oh, and it works. And I was just amazed. I mean, this guy had invention after invention after invention, and all of them he had machine tooled and worked. He was probably I think of all the inventors there, one of the most diverse. Because he had all this stuff for that, right? And he had this huge demo. He built one that actually is built on a pneumatic system that goes up. If they're doing it into concrete, what do you do with the concrete dust? That gets in your lungs, you're done.
Right.
Right? Because that doesn't go away. It's not organic. So what he did is he's got a vacuum hose hooked up to it. It sucks it's just wild. So then I go, okay, that's cool. But he goes, oh, here, come over to this and this area. So you go to the second half of his booth, and he has this cheese slicer.
He went from construction material 10 foot high, getting the concrete dust out from your lungs, to a cheese slicer.
This cheese slicer, I got to tell you right now, most innovative cheese slicer I've ever seen in my entire life.
And that's saying something, because John Creamans, the gentleman you're listening to, has had over 30 years, over $4 billion of sales on... More?
Two.
$2 billion of, sorry, didn't mean two, four, billion dollars on live shopping experience. You've seen him on the morning show at HSN. You've seen him all across the country on your television, and he's sold a lot of cheese slicers.
Yeah,
so you think this is the best cheese slicer?
You know what this guy did? He comes up to the panel, and he goes, okay, look. He goes, I'm going to give you a block of cheese. You do it this way with a knife. Here, you're going to do it with one of these cheese slicers, these old style.
Yeah.
And then he gave me the cheese scraper.
Right.
What a pain in the butt that
is. Oh, I've seen those. And all you do is end up scraping the middle of it out, and the end.
And he has this thing. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a table about the size of a tablet, but it has this a thing you pull down, and it's on a wire, and it was cutting cheese perfectly. And while he talked to us, he goes, "Okay, so you guys start on your blocks, and I'll start on mine." And within a minute, he had the entire thing perfectly sliced,
right,
all the way down. And you know, like, so you have these nice little cube slices.
Was it expensive?
Cheap. It was going to be $129.
Oh my goodness.
That's but he sells it already, and he sells it to their high end retailers or catalogers.
Oh, okay.
Because if you're a wine connoisseur,
right?
Well, you're going to be spend a lot of money on doing all that and the cheese that comes with it.
Well, my wine decanter. Yeah. I mean, I have a nice wine decanter when the real good guests are coming over.
So that would be one.
Okay.
But I told him, I said I would go $29 to $39. And make it it's an inspirational product or an aspirational product,
right?
And make it with different materials that looks almost similar, because it had a real high tech, really high end look. And I bet you could scream with that.
Oh, really?
At a lower price, yeah.
So you like the cheese spice?
Yeah, it was very, very, very cool. So I mean, that guy, he goes from food product, from a food prep thing, to some of the most technical, and if not some of the most interesting constructions. I sat there and listened to him for 15 minutes, going,
wow.
"Holy cow!" So it actually worked. I'm hooked up on a drill. Speaking of that, our inventor, today.
They're having trouble. Were you having trouble connecting them?
No, he's there now.
He's there. Okay, great. So let's introduce to you Richard with the lunch table bag. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hello, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing well. So we met you in San Diego. You invented a lunch bag that has a built-in table, so people could easily sort of enjoy their lunch and have legs for a table and have the lunch bag all built in one, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about it. Explain it to us a bit.
Well, what it is, it's an insulated lunch bag on top, and it has a second compartment on the bottom that has a collapsible table that folds up and goes in the bottom of it. It's very lightweight and very useful. So, America, are you tired of going through aisles and having to practically hold your lunch, sit it on the ground, or stand eating?
Hold on, Richard. I'm going to get you. You're going to do your pitch in a second. We got to do the music. We got to get everybody ready. So, let's get everybody ready. So, what you're going to do is we're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch your product, and then we're going to ask you a few questions after. And at that 60 seconds, the listener who's listening will vote. They'll go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and the listener can listen to vote thumbs up or thumbs down. They can text to vote. You can text to 22333. That's the texting number. Two twos and three threes. And then you text the word thumbs up, all one word, THUMBSUP, or thumbs down, all one word. And you text that to 22333. And as always, people can call 1-888-877-0490 to register your vote. 1-888-877-0490. I know, Richard, you were ready. You were ready to go early. And listeners are ready. So let's pull the music.
You got any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
America, are you tired of going through aisles and having to practically hold your lunch, sit it on the ground, or stand eating? Or do you remember the times you sat by and watched helpless as people made table space out of things that was not safe or healthy? Well, LTB is a super cool item that has an insulated bag on top with a compartment on the bottom for a collapsible table. LTB goes from short to tall and expands in seconds. So, America, why not have LTB with you on your next lunch break, trip to the beach, or recreation activities? So, America, please go to mycoolinventions.com and vote for me, because I need your thumbs up. LTB, when space is limited or not available, and nothing else will do.
Oh my goodness, he left time on the clock. He was so early, ready to go, he left time on the clock.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Richard, you left time on the clock. You were so anxious to go. So if you're listening, if you're listening, you want to vote, go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, and you can call us and just say thumbs up or thumbs down by calling 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Richard, a couple questions for you. With all that time left on the clock, you could have mentioned price, for example. How much is it?
$19.95.
Go ahead. The average lunch bag costs how much?
The average lunch bag costs around about $12, $13, $14. Some are even $30, and they don't have a table. So with LTB, you're getting your money, you're getting well worth your money. You're having, also having a table to do various activities, eat lunch, read books, color, draw.
So where is the table? So where is the table? Is it on the bottom of the lunch bag? So I've got the lunch bag, and is it the bottom of the table?
Yes, sir. It's the bottom.
And where do the legs come from? Where do the legs come? Is it fold down, or how does it work?
They telescopic. They expand.
Oh. So you've got the telescopic legs that are built in the lunch bag, so you pull them down, and then you've got a table ready to go. So who would use this sort of lunch bag? So who are you targeting? What's the target audience?
The target audience is like school kids, college kids, you know, lunch break takers, recreation activities, camping, fishing, you know, various activities. People like construction site workers that don't have a place to sit their lunch, and, you know, lunch break takers and just... truckers, a lot of truckers say when they stop, they don't have a place in the back of their truck to, like, sit their lunch. Or is it a laptop? See, LTB can hold all the, it holds up to, like, 15 pounds. And
so you can throw your laptop on there, too, and have a little sort of... are the legs adjustable? Can I have it sort of where it's all the way down or all halfway down so I can have a different height?
Yes, sir. It goes from small to tall in seconds, and it also expands to give, like, more tabletop space if you need more room to sit other things.
Really? And are you manufacturing them now?
No, sir. Not of right now.
So what's the plan? What's the big plan to get this on the market?
Well, right now I'm looking for a potential licensee. I already have a patent and a copyright available. So right now I'm just, you know, looking for a potential licensee.
So have you already kind of sourced this out as far as what it's actually going to cost? Or was the $19 yes. price tag just one you just came up with because of a market test?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. It'll cost about $19. I have done the research.
No, but how much will it cost to make? I guess that's the question I was trying to ask you.
Okay. It'll cost like $1.92 to make over in China. And they also have some manufacturers in Mexico that could make it a little cheaper.
Wow, including the table, huh?
Yes, sir.
We got to get you to source some of our stuff. That's a pretty good deal.
Good. Yeah. Very good, as a matter of fact.
That's actually surprisingly good. We were looking at things like the Restring It, which is $2, and it's just a little cable, right?
Yeah.
Out of China. That's a really great price. So you, have you got your financing lined up, or you have no intentions kind of bringing it in? You're just going to get a license for it and license it off?
Uh-huh, yes, sir. I'm just going to get a license to license it off. But everything is made for OEM, original equipment manufacturing. Everything is plastic and lightweight aluminum leg. So.
All right. Well, I hear the music. So, listener, if you want to vote, go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. Vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Text us. Text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids can make on budget happen, make breakdown happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See storestaples.com for details.
Forget warmer climates. Baby boomers are opting to retire near their adult children who need help caring for grandchildren because both parents work. A new survey by Mayflower, America's most trusted mover, revealed that 1 in 4 Americans are more willing to move closer to their adult children. Meanwhile, millennials who were once fleeing the coop are boomeranging back to the place they grew up to be closer to family and friends. In fact, 25% of millennials have moved back to their hometown in the past 5 years, according to Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan.
Our Mayflower Mover Insight Survey helps us understand exactly why people are packing up and heading across the country. What we found is that being near family and friends is an important driver for both boomers and millennials. The increasing number of American families with two working parents is causing an increased reliance on grandparents, and boomers are therefore moving to help provide child care support. Similarly, millennials are looking to be near loved ones as they think about settling down and starting a family of their own.
For more information, visit Mayflower.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for awards.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The curfew in Baltimore is lifted. The Avengers are top of the box office. And who won the big fight? With news that matters. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. Residents of Baltimore are no longer under the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew that's been in place for nearly a week, as Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake announced yesterday that she was lifting the curfew that was put in place after riots sparked by outrage over the death of Freddie Gray. Religious leaders held more peaceful protests yesterday and urged for other nonviolent protests. The death toll continues to rise from last week's Nepal earthquake, now standing at over 7,200. The country also had to shut down its largest airport in Kathmandu due to runway damage and concerns over aircraft bringing in supplies. Good news, though, from the earthquake, as on Saturday, a 101-year-old man was pulled alive beneath the wreckage of his house He's listed in stable condition. In suburban Dallas, two suspects were shot dead after they pulled up outside of a provocative display for a cartoon depiction of the Prophet Muhammad and began opening fire at security guards on Sunday night. The security guards and Garland police returned fire and killed the two suspects. Even though the Affordable Care Act was supposed to reduce visits by people to the emergency room and help ease the overcrowding in America's hospitals, that has not happened since the enactment of Obamacare. As a poll that will be released by the American College of Emergency Room Physicians states that 3/4 of the doctors say they've seen an increase in patients coming into emergency rooms. The poll shows that 28% of the nearly 2,100 doctors surveyed say that there's been a large increase in volume, while 47% saw a slight increase. One person who didn't stay long in the hospital was the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, who gave birth to her and Prince William's second child, a girl, over the weekend. The new Princess of Cambridge still yet to have her name announced to the world. Today in Detroit, retired physician Ben Carson will be the fourth to throw his hat into the ring for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Carson will join Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who have all announced their candidacy. A huge weekend at the movies, but first, here's something else that matters.
There is something about the road that beckons. It invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The Avengers Age of Ultron leads the way at the box office, but not enough to defeat itself, as the sequel takes in $187.7 million over the weekend, which makes it the second largest opening in United States history behind the original Avengers in 2012. It appears very few people saw any movie except for The Avengers, as the second place was The Age of Adeline, coming in with $6.3 million, just a mere $181 million behind the take that The Avengers sequel had. From the world of sports, to over the weekend, the fight of the century between Floyd Money Mayweather and Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao may not have lived up to the hype that it was billed with, as Mayweather scores a unanimous decision to stay undefeated, but many people who had paid the nearly $100 for the pay-per-view of the fight came away disappointed, as Mayweather fights a very defensive style, which meant there weren't a lot of punches that were hit in the so-called fight. Also over the weekend, American Pharoah scores a victory at the Kentucky Derby. The horse went off as the 5-2 favorite, and now will have its next opportunity in the road for the Triple Crown at the Preakness in a couple weeks. And sad news is Lindsey Vonn has announced that her and Tiger Woods have broken up. That's all I've got. That's news that matters. I'm Tim Fisher.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.